Local Market Update, Northeast, written by the Jealous Craig Northeast Directors. We sat down with our Northeast Directors to explore how the past year has unfolded and what lies ahead for the Northeast property market. How has Melbourne's Northeastern market performed in the last 12 months? The market has moved at two speeds, with a strong first half across most price points, giving way to a more challenging second half. The sub $1.5 million segment remains active. The $2 to $3 million range is more subdued, and the top end is performing solidly across lower volumes. Well-presented, move-in-ready homes continue to attract strong interest and competitive bidding. Which specific suburbs in the region look best placed for stability over the next 12 months? The enduring appeal of Ivanhoe, Ivanhoe East and Eaglemont, underpinned by an abundance of parklands, strong infrastructure, quality schools and hospitals, continues to support long-term demand and stability. In Greensboro, Watsonia and Yulambi, the completion of the Northeast Link, combined with a compelling mix of transport, schools, shopping and parkland, offer strong fundamentals at more accessible price points. How do you expect the region will respond to further potential cash rate adjustments? The sub $1.5 million market should continue to perform well, supported by first home buyers and young families, while the aspirational $2 to $3 million bracket is likely to feel the most pressure. Above $3 million, the market will slow, giving sellers time to hold rather than adjust on price. Ivanhoe remains a tightly held suburb, with residents staying for an average of 16 years. What factors do you believe contribute to this long-term appeal? Ivanhoe is blessed with large land holdings, parklands, transport, hospitals, great schools, and lovely period houses. In relation to other blue chip suburbs, Ivanhoe has strong value, and the secret is getting out. Metropolitan Melbourne's vacancy rate is sitting at 1.6%. Eltham is significantly tighter at 0.6%. What does this high rental demand mean for investors? Strong rental income growth has been driven by supply constraints and consistent demand. At the same time, legislative changes, increasing holding costs and compliance requirements have seen some investors exit the market. This has placed further pressure on supply, reducing vacancy risk for well-located, well-maintained properties. What does FY27 and beyond look like for the northern eastern property market? The northeast represents good value compared to inner and eastern Melbourne. While interest rates and cost of living pressures may temper short-term confidence, buyers continue to be drawn to the lifestyle, space, and community the region offers, and the long-term outlook remains stable. To view recently sold properties, see the online version. To view local market data in the regions this report covers, please see the online version or contact Jealous Craig Northeast for more information.